Lesson 6C. Exercises 4 and 5.
Hello, and welcome to Mind Matters. The topic of today's program is social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace. We want to know if people can become addicted to them. I'm joined in the studio by Professor Pamela Brown, a clinical psychologist at Cambridge University. Welcome, Professor Brown.
Thank you.
Now, we know that some people in the UK spend 30 to 40 hours a week on these social networking sites. Would you say that they are addicted?
Well, that is a lot of time, but I don't think you can call it an addiction. I'm not sure that you can apply the word addicted to people who use Facebook and similar sites.
But according to the press, many people just get lost in Facebook. They lose all sense of time. They forget to eat. These people can't get through a day without using it. Surely they are addicted.
But if someone has an addiction, they find it extremely difficult to give something up. I'm sure that most people could easily stop using social networking sites if they wanted to.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's the same as any other hobby, like stamp collecting or watching trains. When people like doing something a lot, they want to do too much of it. But that doesn't mean that they are addicted. I don't think you can call Facebook itself addictive.
But the problem surely is that the social network world is not real. It's not the same as hobbies like watching trains or collecting stamps. These people treat the online world as the real world.
But it is the real world. People chat with real friends, share real photos, and organise real events. Real businesses advertise on there. It's just another way of social interaction.
Are you saying, then, that there is absolutely no problem with these social networking sites?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there are advantages to social networking, and most of their 400 million users probably live their lives just fine.
But you admit there can be problems with some people using them.
Yes, of course. People can spend too much time on them and ignore family and work obligations, but it isn't common. There are very few people who are actually addicted.
But what can people do to avoid this addiction? I mean, I really like spending time on the internet myself.
Well, just be careful about the amount of time you spend online. Give yourself a time limit and stick to it. No more than, say, an hour a day. And make sure that you aren't spending time online when you should be doing other things like working, eating, or even sleeping. This is just sensible. Most people know this without being told.
Thank you, Professor, for your advice. Next, we turn to some recent research which shows...